At 3:30 p.m. on an afternoon in July 1962, Governor Miller Tawes and company of TV cameramen, reporters, and VIPs stood in the middle of the beltway at the east exit to Reisterstown Road. Following the ribbon cutting, the governor officially opened the Baltimore Beltway. By 6 p.m. of that same day, it was estimated that 45,000 cars a day would be using the thoroughfare, and there was already talk of adding a third and fourth lane. That is the way the Beltway project officially began, with high promise and full-blown rhetoric of civic accomplishment and pride. But memories were short that day, when as early as 1952, word was getting around that there would be this ugly ribbon of concrete running through all those green and lovely suburban neighborhoods with the noise and the exhaust and the grease, all hell broke loose. 10 neighborhood improvement associations called the plans, quote, a threat to the good life in suburbia, and formed the Civic Council with a mission to stop the Beltway. In hearing after hearing, spokespersons for the neighborhood associations arguing to preserve their good life in suburbia denounced the plan. They said they would lie down in front of the bulldozers before they let a Beltway be built. But over a decade, and despite the squabbling, by 1962, the Baltimore Beltway was completed. A full year later, much behind schedule, the State Roads Commission released its finding. 80% of those who had earlier said they would lie down in front of the bulldozers before they would let that concrete come through their neighborhood, those same people now said they loved the Beltway. The commission was then asked by the press, why the long delay in reporting the survey results? The spokesperson said, nobody was home. They were all out there on the Beltway, speeding at 65 miles an hour along the road they didn't want.